The motion carries.
With just two council members voting against the motion, the ban on flavored e-cigarettes in New York will take place in 2 weeks.
This concludes the...
Some of the vape shop owners who testified at the hearing erupted in anger. Earlier, the representatives of over 700 vaping stores in New York and their 3,500 employees, including Kasser Takimoto, who owns a vape shop in Manhattan, said they are being scapegoated for an epidemic of illness that is related to the vaping of illegal bootleg marijuana products.
We cannot have this happen. It's going to destroy our businesses. It's going to leave people on the not necessarily leave people on the street, but leave people destitute without jobs. And we definitely have people that work for us that are the primary supporters of their families.
Spike Babayan is with the New York State Vapor Association and the owner of four shops. She says the products she sells are commercially made and federally registered.
For over 12 years, these products have been sold, and no one has died and no one has got ill from using a nicotine e-cigarette. Maybe there have been a couple allergic reactions over the last 12 years. Other than that, nobody is dying from using e-cigarettes. So we're banning a product that isn't killing anybody. It's saving lives, not just a few lives, a lot of them.
Babayan says those who have converted to vaping will just go back to smoking tobacco cigarettes, which are considered far more dangerous. Health groups, including the American Heart Association and the American Cancer Society, also testified, saying the ban does not go far enough. Michael Seelback with the American Lung Association asked the council to go further and also ban menthol and mint-flavored e-cigarettes.
63.9% of high school students report using mint or menthol-flavored products in the last 30 days of e-cigarette users. To leave these products on the marketplace, we are quickly going to see close to 100% of high school users using mint or menthol flavored in this case, e-cigarettes.
Afterward, Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says the emergency ban is needed because of the rampant increase in teen vaping.
The issue here is that we have an unbelievable increase in the number of children and adolescents who are using vaping products. The goal of the department, the goal of what we need to do as a state, is to make sure that we don't get children addicted to nicotine and potentially other tobacco products. And that's why we're moving forward with this now.
Zucker was asked if he had any concerns over store owners and workers losing their jobs. He says there are larger costs to consider.
The issue of economic impact of this is something you consider when you do things. However, we have a tobacco industry that we notice we have found has over $10.5 billion of an effect, health effects that have been spent. $10.5 billion have been spent on the health effects of tobacco. We do not want to repeat that again with e-cigarettes.
Under the new rules, retailers who ignore the ban will face a $2,000 fine for each violation. The vape shop owners are planning a lawsuit. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.